Here we go.
Are you ready?
1, 2, 3.
Woo! Leanne Hanifin. Weekday mornings from 10 on 98FM. 98FM Lowdown.
And it is time to get up to date with all things entertainment with Showbiz Shannon of a Friday morning. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so freaked out because we're in the new studio today and I full on walk downstairs to the old studio and it's like a bomb site and I'm like, what the, where's Leanne?
There's a bit of movement happening in 98FM at the moment, but it's all going to be good. Listen, where are we starting off this morning?
So I feel like, you know, payday was a good thing for me until I seen how much the Stranger Things cast got paid. And now I'm not feeling very positive about Leanne.
Well, earlier on in the week, I do remember talking about Mariah Carey and how much she was getting on the annual for All I Want for Christmas Is You. I feel like my eye is going to water at this once again.
Yes, we now know how much the cast made for season 5 of Stranger Things. So Charlie Heaton, Natalia Dyer, Maya Hawke and Joe Keery made 6 million each.
For season 5 alone?
For season 5 alone.
How many episodes are we talking?
We're talking 8 episodes.
In total?
In total.
6 million?
6 million. And it gets worse from there.
Oh,
so,
no.
Sadie Sink, Noah, Caleb, Gretton and Finn Wolfhard, 7 million.
Oh, wow. Good for them.
Great for them.
So sad.
I know. David Harbour and Winona Ryder, 9 million.
And like most of the cast of Stranger Things are so young as well. What are they doing with that money?
They are already mortgage free. Right. Like they don't have to get the car and finance. Oh. You know, everything is just ticked for them. Like
living the dream.
And then Millie Bobby Brown, she's the star of the show. She is the lead.
Oh, will I give a guess? Will I give a guess? Go on. Right, if David Harbour is getting 9, she's getting 12.
No, 10.
Oh, okay, that's not that bad.
In fairness.
Oh, it's only 10 million.
It's only 10 million. If she did jump up to 12, like everyone would be like, girl.
How jump back down.
You? Yeah. She can only go up 1 million.
Now, you know. You've seen the first part of Stranger Things. Like, is it worth the money? Are you paying them that much?
To be honest, I don't understand why actors get paid so much in any way. Like they get to go, they're living their dream, they're learning lines, and they're playing all the time. No, it's hard. I'm sure it's hard.
Of course,
but that long much days. Money.
I know. Listen, your equivalent today is the cash machine. All right, 266,000 euro.
Yeah, ring in for that. Next up, Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz have sparked engagement rumors.
Yes, I've read this somewhere. Where are they in their relationship?
So the pair first sparked dating rumours after they were snapped enjoying a stroll in Rome in August. Remember, everyone lost their rag when they seen them in Rome together.
Anytime Harry Styles is spotted with any female, people lose the rag.
Yeah, well, that's because they're like, oh my God, he's off the car.
Yes,
I can't tell him. Well, they were popped out gallivanting again in Rome, but this time she was sporting a gold diamond ring on that finger. So everyone is always like, oh my God, she's engaged.
Not true. We know next week they're going to turn around and be like, no.
Well, surely not, because if they've only been dating since August, what is that? August, September, October, November, 3 months. Give it a rest.
Shannon, when you know though.
Here, I've been with my fella 7 years. Does he not know yet?
So it's either 3 months or 7 years. Yes. Two ends of the spectrum, all right. We'll get you that ring, Pat.
Thanks, hon. Well, a source did say it's super casual and they're not putting any labels on it right now. So maybe it's just her own diamond ring.
I would say so if I was to put a definitive guess on it.
Same. And then finally, John Travolta is playing Santa for a new Capital One ad where he can be seen in a sleigh repair shop surrounded by elves. And to top it off, Leanne,
go on.
He's gone and reprised his Grease performance.
Well, this sleigh could be Frost-O-Matic.
Oh,
Tinsel-Matic.
No.
1.5% cash back-o-matic. It's Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease Lightning. Go Grease Lightning.
Go Grease Lightning. Listen, anything for a paycheck.
Grease Lightning. Go Grease Lightning.
You are supreme. Grease Lightning.
Wow. Okay, John Travolta. Like,
do you love it?
I love it. I love it so much.
Like, he's 71. Why not? Do you know what I mean?
Why not? Exactly. And like, honestly, it's a feast for the eyes in going and actually seeing this and him dressed up as Santa. Like, so it's pretty much everywhere online this morning.
I had to double take. I didn't even know it was him. He looks great
he
as Santa Claus.
Great as Santa. Yeah. Listen, I'd say he got a great paycheck out of that as well. Shubby Shannon, thank you for bringing us all the entertainment this morning on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin on 98FM.
Now, Luke
Luke Thomas on the streets of Dublin. Up to my city. 98 FM. Turn
it on. He's our man about town. He's out and about once again this morning. We'll find out exactly where right now. Luke, good morning to you. Tell us where you are.
I'm in Rathmines here at the Orange Tree Bakery. I'm here with Moya and she's going to tell me about the business. Tell me about this lovely business you have here.
Hi Luke, how are you? Thank you so much for coming into the bakery. So welcome to the Orange Tree Bakery here in Rathmines. We're located on the main street of Rathmines. So we've been open since 2014. My dad opened the business a long time ago now. So we bake everything in-house. Everything's homemade, baked with the best quality ingredients for our customers. We do sweet, we do savoury.
Sweet and savoury here as well. So people can get the sausage rolls, but they can also get the brownies. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So we do all-day breakfast bops. We do delicious toasties. Our special toastie at the moment is a Christmas dinner toastie, which is yum. It's turkey, it's ham. We have stuffing in it and gravy.
You've got everything. Oh my God. And I suppose, is it seasonal in terms of the sandwiches and stuff like that that you have, or is it all year round?
It's all year round, but we'd like to keep our special seasonal. So something different every month for our amazing customers.
Brilliant stuff. Well, if you're in the area in Rathmines, come down for all the tasty treats, savoury and sweet. And Moya will be here herself as well, won't you?
Exactly. I'll be here.
Brilliant. Back to you in studio.
Everything there is making me sound so and feel so hungry. Luke, thank you for that. We'll check in with you again after 1 o'clock here on 98FM.
Leanne Hanifin, weekdays from 10 a.m. Yeah. On 98FM.